Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to bring to you four journal prompts for intrusive thoughts and your anxiety. Now, you know I like to have everyone that I work with and people in the group and you, my listeners, I ask you to journal. Now, there are many different ways to journal, and we talk about it individually when we are in session or in the group when people ask about it. We can get more deep into what is for each individual because we're at different places in our lives. But there's some general ideas about journaling, and I hope that you are doing it, even putting pen to paper every day for 5 minutes at some point during the day and just doing what I call a brain dump, or as Julia Cameron from The Artist's Way always taught her workbook users and her class participants to use, which were morning pages, much longer than 5 minutes, but you can start with 5 minutes because we don't want to make something harder on ourselves, but we want to get ourselves in the habit of doing it. And a 5-minute brain dump on the paper can be very helpful to just get some of the blah, blah, blah that is going on in our head out. Get it out and onto the paper. And we can move forward with the day. Now, morning pages or brain dumps are not meant to be read by anybody else. They're not even meant for you to reread them. You can destroy them immediately, or you can just keep writing, because a lot of people just fill an entire journal with these. It's just page after page of brain dump, getting things out of your head and on to the paper. So that's a very general way of kind of doing a mind sweep. And I suggest that in the morning. Of course, if you don't have time in the morning, any time during the day will do. Try to do it consistently so that your mind and your body can get used to the idea of this sweeping time where things just get taken out. Our things are different once we have written them down. We get them out of our mind. It's really quite amusing to do. It can just let it go off wherever it goes. Like I said, no punctuation, capitalization, don't worry about any of it. Just keep writing for the 5 minutes and let it flow, and then turn the page and don't even have to ever go back to it again. So anyway, that's one idea for journaling, because people ask me in email quite often what they should do. I'd be happy to go over it more in depth with you for where you are at and what might serve you best for the place you are in your recovery of your anxiety. But today, I want to go a little bit deeper into some journaling prompts that you can use if you are struggling with intrusive thoughts with your anxiety. Many, many people are struggling with intrusive thoughts. Now, some people never get an intrusive thought or something that they would call an intrusive thought. Other people never get physical sensations or symptoms. So we all carry around our stress and our buildup of stress in many, many different ways. And again, today we're going to be concentrating on the four journal prompts that I have for you for the intrusive thoughts. The first one that I have for you is, what thought or thoughts am I believing?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So you want to take this. I hope that you'll jot this down or come back to the podcast when you are ready to put this into practice and jot these four questions down and use them. Now, I want you to use all four of these prompts each time that you do this practice. Now, I would suggest doing this every day if you have intrusive thoughts. You could do this after your brain dump or your morning page, or you can just do this alone as your journaling practice. Maybe you can do it in addition to whatever else you are doing. And as a matter of fact, before I get going further in those journal prompts, there are some related podcast episodes on journaling. And so I'll make sure that those links are in the show notes for you. But that would be episode 311. That's where I talk about releasing some of the anxiety through writing. So that's episode 311. I'll have that link in the show notes, or you can look that up on whatever podcast app you use. And another one would be episode 262, where I talk about journal writing and gratitude for healing anxiety. So, you know, keeping your gratitudes going is very important, so you don't want to let those go. Always be writing your 3 to 5 gratitudes until your gratitudes just become rolling around with you. Your gratitude, your mind becomes like a gratitude magnet, where you are always searching, unconsciously, subconsciously, searching for things to be grateful for versus our mind searching for things that we need to fix or change or worry about. It's a beautiful practice, and I suggest writing them as long as you want. 3 to 5 and not repeating them can be such a beautiful change in how your mind is going. You know, we're built for the negative. We go there quite naturally, but we want to give it the opportunity to go to the positive, to look for something we can be grateful for. And the reason I have you not repeat them is because we want to give your mind something to do. We give it a job by saying every day you wrote 3 to 5 and you got to have 3 or 5 new ones for tomorrow. Your mind is always searching. It's looking, searching for gratitudes versus spending all of its time scanning the horizon for trouble. I hope that you are doing your gratitude journals. I'd love to hear from you how it is going for you. So send me an email, anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com, and let me know how that gratitude journal is working out. So again, that's episode 311 for anxiety releasing through writing, and episode 262 for journal writing and how gratitude can help you heal your anxiety. So back to our journal prompts for intrusive thoughts. So the first one being, what thought or thoughts am I believing? And the important word there is, what am I believing? Believing. Because this is something that can change. And so I want you to write that down in your journal and then take a pause and actually be with that question. What thought or thoughts am I believing? And now the second journal prompt that I have for your intrusive thoughts is, what is it like to live with this belief that these thoughts are true? So here you're going to write down what it's like to live with you with the belief that these thoughts are true, these intrusive, repetitive, frightening thoughts. What's it like to live with the belief that these are true? Now, they're real because the thoughts are going through, so it's real, it's happening, the thought is happening, it's real, but is it true? Are you believing that it's true? So write it down. Let's let this unfold. And the more you write, the more you use these four prompts together on a daily basis, the deeper it's going to go, the more holes you are going to see in this whole charade that the mind is playing on you with these intrusive thoughts. The third prompt for your intrusive thoughts is, who would I be if I didn't believe this thought or thoughts? Who would I be if I didn't believe this thought? That's interesting. Who would you be if you didn't believe that thought? Think about yourself. See yourself in that imagination. Your vivid mind that can conjure up all of these thoughts, all of this scariness, the scary future catastrophizing. It can bring all of this. This imagination can also be used to take you out of all of this. But you have to command it. You have to put it to work. Don't just let it go running wild, because running wild, the mind, the way we are built to survive, will go to the negative. You must give it something to do and give it a place, a direction. Go, tell it, go, think about XYZ. Think about, who would I be if I did not believe this thought? See yourself in your vivid imagination. See who you would be if you were not believing those intrusive thoughts. It's freeing. It can feel so invigorating to see that you are not those thoughts. Those thoughts may be real, but they are not true. And you get to see that when you are spending some time and taking all of this out of your mind, out of that constantly chugging, sometimes overly full, confusing rat race of a mind, and putting these things on paper. This is where these questions can begin to serve you from the first day that you do this. The third question of the journal prompts for your intrusive thoughts is it possible that this thought is real, but not true? Now, you hear me say that quite often here, but it's important that you say it. It's important that you ask yourself this question. Is it possible that this thought is real, but not true? So what do we mean by the difference of real and true? Easy enough. Real, If you are thinking something, the thought is real because you thought it. It came across your psyche. It doesn't even matter where it came from, collective conscious, your subconscious, unconscious. Where did it come from? Triggered? It doesn't matter. What matters is what you are thinking about that thought. So this is where we begin to see our wise mind working. When we see that we are doing in this journal, we are looking at our thoughts. We're not just taking them for whatever comes and grabbing onto them and making them who we are. We're looking at them. We're questioning them. We are asking, is this real? Maybe yes, it's real. Is it true? Probably not. And that's for you to ask, and that's for your wise mind to decide. It's very important that we give ourselves the space and the time to relax into this kind of a journal exercise. This one is going to take longer than the 5-minute brain dump or a 3 to 5 minute gratitude journal, whichever you are working on, or maybe you're not using either of those, but you're really feeling that these journal prompts for intrusive thoughts can really help you. It's kind of resonating with you. It's important that you give yourself the space and the time to do it. These are things we don't have much of these days. We are always being tugged at from different directions. Always something more to do, another notification to answer, and somewhere to go, people tugging at us. I know we all have busy lives. The entire world feels like it's busier. But that doesn't mean that you can't take time out for just you, your pen and your paper, and ask yourself these important questions, because this, like I said, will show you the holes in the whole charade. You are going to be able to see through all of it. Now, we can't see through it if we don't spend time with our mind to get to know it, to get to know what it's up to. Why is it doing what it's doing? Oh, well, because I am believing these things, it must think that this is more things to think about. Let's give the mind some direction. Let's give it a job. Go think about gratitudes. Mind, go find 3 to 5 things I can be grateful for. Use your wise mind to ask and answer these 4 questions, which once again are: 1, what thought or thoughts am I believing? 2, what is it like to live with this belief that these thoughts are true? 3, who would I be if I didn't believe this thought? And 4, is it possible that this thought is real but not true? And actually elaborate on it. Really write down what you feel about that. Like, does it feel different to actually look at it that way? To think that something is real but not true? Write it down. Again, no one needs to see these kinds of journal entries. These are for you. And maybe you would like to reread these. Maybe not. It doesn't matter. It's not about going over them again. This is about giving your mind a chance to have the wise mind look at what the thoughts are that are just flashing through, and actually beginning to respond to what's going on in there versus constantly reacting. I hope this has been helpful for you, and I hope that you will find some way to put journaling into your life. Like, there are many, many ways to do it. If you have intrusive thoughts, I really hope that you will do the 4 prompts that we just discussed. I'd be happy to hear from you, and I'd be happy to have you join us in our group or in coaching. Or if you would love to help support the show, please visit our Patreon campaign, which you can see at patreon.com/Gina Ryan. I so appreciate you all, and I look forward to spending this whole next year with you again. And now for today's quote. Life is simple. It's what we believe about it that complicates it. And that's from Byron Katie. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.